Wild horse holding facilities like this one outside Reno are at their limit. Adoptions are down, and the number of wild horses keeps growing, according to the Bureau of Land Management. The National Academy of Sciences issued a 384-page report in June to solve some of the problems. This week, wild horse managers are in Washington to hear from scientists about fertility management, horse population, and social controversy. One controversy is consideration of the horse as an invasive species. National Wild Horse and Burro Specialist Debbie Collins says even if the horse is invasive, it'll be protected.
The way we look at it is that any animal that is protected by the Wild Horse and Burro Act is what we're going to take care of, whether they ever call it feral, invasive, whatever. You know, we're there to protect whatever animals are on our public lands.
The National Academy of Sciences report suggests the BLM improve population estimates, apply science to management decisions, and give chemical vasectomies to large numbers of horses to reduce the population on the range. Kai Plaskon, Capital Public Radio News.